This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
We talk about a lot about youth issues on this show, and Joy talks a lot about youth issues generally, but there are a lot of issues around gay and lesbian aging as well. Now, joining me on the line now is Jude Comfort from the West Australia Centre for Health Promotion Research, Curtin University. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, Doug.
Now, you are looking into aged care accommodation for our community.
That's correct. Yes, and we're actually looking at it from the point of view of what are service providers, and that's everybody from retirement villages right through to nursing homes, what are their attitudes and practices towards GLBTI client group? That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, how are you going to go about this?
We're going about this by, we've designed a very comprehensive industry survey. We're working pretty closely with an industry advisory group, and we're just on the point of getting ready to send that survey out, and we're hoping that managers of facilities will in fact fill that in and return it to us. And combined with that, we will be doing some key interviews with some key players across the state.
Now, what's the reason for doing this? What are you hoping to achieve at the end of the day?
Well, at the end of the day, what we'd like to come up with are some best practice guidelines so that service providers can in fact work towards becoming, if you like, GLBTI friendly. Now, we don't really have that information as a starting point to know what they do out there, so that's why we're doing it. There's been some very good work done across particularly the United States of America, and also some work in Australia, and particularly in Victoria. I'm sure you'd know the work of the My People report and Permission to Speak. So those reports are very much qualitative, or people telling their stories of what their experience is. So we have some of that information. I guess we want to try and tackle it at the point of view of what is happening out there for the managers of these facilities, and can we bring about some attitudinal change?
Yes, because there have been numerous attempts to set up specifically dedicated elder housing for the GLBTI community, but that's not the answer for everybody.
Well, it's certainly not the answer in perhaps in WA, where we have a pretty small population. We've got a big state to cover. What I would like to see is actually a change of attitude at a mainstream level, so that what we see is the acceptance of diversity in whatever shape that takes, and that includes GLBTI people, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know about the reality of us having the money, the resources to actually run our own GLBTI retirement situation. And certainly when we come to needing higher end care, again, I don't know, these things are very expensive
yeah.
to run. I'd rather see an attitudinal shift across mainstream, so it doesn't matter where you go, you're getting treated for who you are, and that's not being held against you.
Yeah, well, I think that's what we want generally, isn't it? We want an improved attitude in the mainstream towards us, you know, with whatever the service that we're being provided with.
Absolutely. And I think we may find some service providers saying, "Oh, but we've never had a GLBTI client."
That's kind of catch 22, though, isn't it?
It is, but I think we also need to put it in the context of the change in social history. For those people who were born in the 1920s and are in nursing homes, perhaps now, then I mean, anecdotally, we know that many of them do not feel safe about talking about that side of their life now. Mm. The next generation that comes along, the baby boomers, I mean, we're probably not going to be as quiet about our sexuality. So it
you
is
bet.
A changing scene. It is a changing scene out there. And I guess we're saying to nursing homes and retirement villages, you can't put your head in the sand.
No.
By the way, I should say, we're not condemning all of them. We're saying we don't really know what you think about us. So tell us. If there's some nursing homes and retirement villages doing fantastic things, well, let us know about it.
And of course, maybe some of them haven't even thought about the issue at all and don't think it's an issue. So,
well, that's certainly been my response to this media release that went out, some of the mainstream media who picked the story up.
Mm.
It's almost like I was on a little education mission, because when I talked through the issues, they went, oh, yeah, it does make sense why it's a concern. But initially, I think a lot of heterosexual people don't think there's anything different. Like, are we asking for something different? We're not asking for anything different. We're asking to be respected for who we are.
Right. Okay, well, thanks very much for that, Jude. Do keep us informed as to what the outcomes are on this, because it's a fascinating subject.
Certainly, and thank you for your interest in the story.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Okay. Bye, Doug.
Bye-bye. That was Jude Comfort from Curtin University, who's conducting a study into attitudes to GLBTI aged care out there in the mainstream.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.